Hello, this is Commissioner Kyler doing my monthly or every 5 week podcast. I was elected in District 2, Finksburg, Hampstead, Manchester. I love all of Carroll County. December 5th was 2 years on this job for me. We've completed 2 budgets, and like I said, I love Carroll County. I need your input. Please call me at 443-986-1458. That's the cell number. Or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. And love your input. Some of you do call the office. If you call the office and get one of the ladies here, they will make sure I get the message. And they're pretty forceful about making sure I follow up on the message. So that's another way to get me. Solar on Ag was settled in Carroll County, and my strong feeling is it doesn't belong on ag, but the state can overrule us and seems adamant to do that. We have 7 or 8 projects going on now. They can go to the Public Service Commission, who can overturn our rulings. We still, at least currently, I know there's going to be more bills this session, but at least currently, we still have to review the plans, and we have a set of specs and standards that are set up for how solar looks on any property. There should be a spreadsheet on our website that shows the schedule of submittals, approvals, hearings. Typically on a site, they do a virtual hearing, and then they do a live with a virtual option hearing that's close to the property as they can find. We've done a couple of those. One of the commissioners is allowed to ask to co-host it. And so far, I have several, and a couple of the guys have done a couple more. We've got more hearings scheduled coming up in January. I think one is the second week of January, maybe in the Gamber area for one of the ones on Fannie Dorsey Road. And there'll be more to come. Of course, the transmission line is a hot topic, and the Energy Regulation Commission, FERC, has authorized PJM to look at transmission lines and power plants and everything in 13 states, one of which is being Maryland. This transmission line goes through ag preserved ground. It goes through some beautiful farms. It goes near my house, and I did get correspondence today from another lady that has property that's on the National Historical Register, and it does, I think, cross her property. We're a little more lucky. It's proposed to be on my neighbor's property way behind us, but then on the next neighbor's property crossing the road, so we would see it. And I personally think that disrupts everything that stands about National Historical Preserve property. So we'll see what happens with that. I encourage everyone, it's your property. It's your right to tell them you don't want them on your property. It's your right to say you're trespassing if you come onto my property. And I think we're trying to fight it. The governor's assured us he's going to try to fight it. But I think the individual landowner has the most control and probably the most standing if it ends up going to court. Several of the groups dealing with this, Stop NPRP and a few others, have lined up attorneys, and some will maybe help with the attorney bill, but definitely I think we're in a much stronger case if fewer attorneys seem to represent a lot of us than a whole bunch of different attorneys. But again, it's your property. That's your right to do what you want. Budget process, of course, for this current fiscal year is done. We're always working on the budget. We're always talking about transfers and spending money that was approved in the budget. We got some good news this week. Right now, income tax for Carroll County seems to be a hair up. And that, I think we've talked about that before, that fluctuates so badly, the state doesn't seem to have a good handle on how to predict it. So it's up, but again, we hear almost quarterly where income tax stands, the next one could be down. So I don't think it's time to celebrate because we got a little bit more money. And it's not a lot, considering our whole budget, but we do get good news once in a while. soon after the first of the year, we'll be looking hard at the budget. I think this year is going to be very challenging. Our prediction for this year before we start was a negative $5 million in our budget. We put one-time money on last year and the year before, which just constantly digs a hole and I don't feel is fiscally responsible. And then starting out $5 million under, we talked to ESAC in our Thursday meeting, and they have a wish list. I know the community college and the schools have a lot of realistic needs. So it's going to be interesting on how we can come up with enough money to try to satisfy the needs and not cut services for the residents and taxpayers of Carroll County. So we'll be getting into that. Continuing with AgPres, that might be slowed down a little bit. We're 80% towards our 100,000 acre goal, and it's going to get harder and harder. Last few weeks, I've attended a Veterans Advisory Council meeting and a lot of things going on there. And I'll skip around a little bit. Last Saturday was Reads Across America, and I spoke at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Some years I'll do a ceremonial reef there. Some years I'll spoke. One of the things I think Emmanuel did this year that I think is awesome, we have a food pantry on Wednesdays. And of course, there's a lot of members that come to church, a lot of people that come to our monthly church breakfast. And they've started asking some of those people, are you willing to come do the ceremonial wreath representing one of the branches of service or POWs or various things? And they got a lot of people doing that. So I did not do that, but I did get to speak. And one of the things I tried to mention, we have veterans service officers. We have a lot of things in Carroll County that can help veterans. And one of the things that I've been surprised about, there's a lot of veterans that don't seem to want to take advantage of that, whether they don't think they deserve it or they don't think they need it. But that group has found a lot of money for people, found a lot of care for people. There's a veterans shuttle that can get you back and forth to VA facilities. There's a lot of things that can help you out, and I tried to dwell on that at Reefs Across America. But I do want to thank Emmanuel Church, Brenda Wolfertz. I think she's at least 5 of the 7 years she's orchestrated it and does a great job. And Babylon Vault and Tammy Ray there, you can't say enough about them. I think they had 47 sites this year in Carroll County, and it's not cheap for anybody. I think the individual reef is $17. Emmanuel had over 300. I think there was at least one cemetery in Eldersburg area has 1,000. So it's a lot of reefs throughout Carroll County. Went to the Chamber Holiday Connections. Again, our Chamber of Commerce does so many good things for Carroll County. And it's so great to see people there and talk. I am the ex officio to the Community College Board of Trustees, and that's always a great meeting, and they're working on their budget, and they have some needs. And I just want to mention also in this past 5 weeks, Dr. Mintz was installed as their fourth president, and the Community College, Dr. Ball was there before her, and they coordinated on a transition, and I just think the community college is in good hands and will continue to prosper and make Carroll County proud. Commissioner Rothstein and I visited Glenwood Academy in Eldersburg, a private school and just an awesome facility. They're in a strip of commercial buildings that Merit has, and I think Merit's done a lot to help them be there and meet their needs. And so I want to thank Merritt and thank Glenwood Academy. Also met with the Ag Center Board. There's always a lot going on there, and it's great to hear from that group. All 5 commissioners met with McDaniel College. The president, Julia Jaskin, set up that we'd have a 3-hour meeting with her and several of her staff members and us and several of our staff members. And it was a very productive meeting, a lot of information put back and forth. And again, one thing I just spoke about, Ag Center, Veterans, Community College, this might have mentioned ESAC, if not I will, and the sheriff. But one of the things I love about Carroll County is we all talk with each other. We all deal with each other. We all know each other, and that just makes it so much stronger. And speaking of Carroll County, Board of Ed swore in two new board members last week and have had their first meeting. And I just think Kristen and Greg will be great board members there. Like a lot of things with the last election, Carroll County spoke very strongly on how they wanted to be represented there, and Greg and Kristen won easily in the election, and I think will be very great representatives for us there. Went to the Carroll County Realtors Legislation Luncheon, and it was great to hear all the talk about the upcoming legislation. Several of our delegation attended and had some good things to say. Another shining star in Carroll County, but based on a tragedy, back in 96 or 97, I think, Catherine Mulligan was killed by a drunk driver in an automobile accident, and that was so tragic. But Cindy and Phil Mulligan, her parents, have set up Catherine's cause. They had an event in the last month, and it honors other people who have losses either on the farm, in traffic, but primarily through DUIs, and you get to light a candle for someone lost, and it's just an awesome evening. The sheriff's there, the state police are there, some of the jurisdiction's police are there. It's just an awesome, awesome ceremony, and Catherine's caused us so much for the community, some scholarships, some other events. It's just awesome. We talked with Carroll County Health Department over probably the last year or so that I've been in office, and one of the things that their health officer suggested about 2 or 3 months ago is, why don't we do monthly meetings? If the commissioners can all make it, great. If three of them can make it, so be it. We've done our second monthly meeting, and we spend an hour and a half getting updated on a program they're doing. This last meeting, we talked about the appeal process for the environmental side, and it was good. We need to remember a lot of the things are controlled by the state with them, and some of the websites, some of the wording they can take some liberty with, and the state, I think, calls it their delegation of how they authorize them to do some things, but some things they cannot change or they're trying to change and need permission. So we went through all of that. It was a great discussion and great to learn about it. Carroll County government had their employee holiday luncheon. That was awesome. And it was great seeing everybody and all they do. I want to apologize. I've missed some holiday celebrations because of meetings we've had. And it's great to get around to the different ones. Of course, we're in the middle of wrestling season, which I think everybody knows I love. So there's a lot of junior league and high school and college matches going on. The Boys and Girls Club, another jewel of Carroll County, I got invited to participate in their Polar Dunk Tank fundraiser. My individual opponent was Galen Roop. We each raised about $8,500, but he outraised me by about $180, so he got to watch me go in the dunk tank. Great for the Boys and Girls Club. Try to follow what they do, and they're all over the county. They were the Boys and Girls Club of Westminster, but they're now the Boys and Girls Club of Carroll County. I can't stress enough our positive relationship with Mako and Carroll County. Winter Mako was last week in Cambridge. Commissioner Rothstein and I met with Johnny O, the past executive in Baltimore County, but the congressman-elect in our D.C. representing us. He spent a half hour or so with us talking about what we can show him in Carroll County and make him more aware of what our needs are, and he specifically asked what our needs are in D.C. So that was great that he was willing to take time. We talked to the governor's staff. The governor was active in one of the dinners and the Mako board meeting. Exploration Commons, Carroll County Public Library, received an award for Exploration Commons and how innovative it is. Again, I've used too much time talking, but elected in District 2, 25 months on the job, completed 2 budgets. I love Carroll County. Please call me or email me with thoughts and suggestions. Thank you.